Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the messenger, y'all stepping out of Beulah. From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind. But out here, the Jason
rhyme was tight. Your overseas call this the good life. Like the hood's right. Great Zion, next right. God's way, that's right.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, Yah righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the creator has allowed us to come before you another day. Bring his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Iron Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for y'all ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Israel, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver. And Yahweh is our only Savior, not just of Israel, but the Savior of the world. And I praise the Yah for another day, another night, to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. Today we will be speaking on Darkness Part 2. Make sure I have my glasses. Darkness Part 2. And why is it so vitally important to understand this Darkness Part 2 or Darkness Period? Is because one must know the difference between the light and the darkness. One represents good, and the other represents evil. And this was shown by our beloved brother Moray Obadiah to let you know the difference between the light and the darkness. What the light behold, how Yahweh saw it as good. There was not one time, not one, where Yahweh said, I saw darkness, it was good. Not one time. Even though he made it. And there's a lot of dark things in the earth. And there's a lot of things or a lot of people who's walking in darkness. And if you want to know what it looks like to walk in darkness, first you got to understand who is walking in darkness. Darkness is the total opposite of light. Total opposite. So if one represents good, it don't take a rocket scientist to understand which one represents evil. If one represents good, then there must be some people who exist walking in the light. And surely, if one that exists that walk in the light, then there's got to be those who's walking in darkness. And it's total obvious that you can look at the two different things in the earth. Okay, this is light. This is darkness. And you can discern that this is the light. And you can discern this is the darkness. But then when it comes to the walk, that people walk, the things that they do, the things that they say, the things that they rationalize and go through for some strange reason, and I may add, the things that they teach, for some strange reason, then all of a sudden we confuse about these individuals that walk in darkness. I'm not confused at all. Look what Yahweh explicitly said in the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter. And And I don't think you can get more explicit than this. But we're going to see and we're going to try. And I may add that in the earth, things are getting darker and darker. But is it something that people are recognizing today? In the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter, watch what this says. And we're going to read the 19th verse. This is what it says. Proverbs 4:19. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not what they stumble. You'll never hear this about the righteous. You'll never see this about the light. I started at the 19th verse, but look at the contrast of the darkness and the light, or the light and the darkness. Watch the 18th verse in the same chapter, Proverbs 4. But the path of the just is as shining light that shines more and more until the perfect day. See the difference? See the difference between the light that Yahweh saw that it was good? And I didn't have to point it out because our beloved Moray already pointed it out. The light is good. Yahweh saw that it was good. Never once said that about the darkness. But the path of the just is shining light that shines more and more until the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. So why is it so hard? Why are people so confused about the walk of a just man and a wicked man? The talk of a good man and an evil man. The actions of an upright man and the wicked. What is there to be confused about? Here we confused about him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. And because we are so confused, now we're even confused about one who teacheth the word of Yahweh versus one whose teaching is the way of darkness. To me, if you can look outside and you can tell the difference between the light in the darkness, then why can't you tell the difference between the good and the evil? Maybe you can tell the difference and you don't care that you have the two totally confused. And maybe you want to be confused. And some people do. Some people have no interest in knowing the difference between one or the other. But Yahweh let me just show you what he said in his word so you can see how important and significant this is. The just is as shining light, the wicked is as darkness. And watch what Yahweh said in the book of Isaiah, the 5th chapter. And I listen to people all on the internet. Well, let me be honest. I don't listen to people on the internet. I'm told about a lot of the things that people teach on the internet. And it sounds like a lot of dark things. I'm going to point out some of these things. So you can judge for yourself the difference between the light and the darkness. Because only one that Yahweh said he saw that it was good. Only one. In the book of Isaiah 5th chapter, the 20th verse, this is what it says. Woe unto them that call evil good. And there's many people tell do that. I'm going to point them out to you. And then they will turn around and call good evil. That put darkness for light. Light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. I've seen this type of conduct, this type of conversation in full display, even just yesterday. I'm in a courtroom listening to a judge that was adjudicating a situation, and everything that the person had done was good. But the judge made it evil. And it's not too surprising because the scriptures say the way of the wicked is as darkness. It shouldn't be shocking because the scriptures say tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. And it was on full display. But it's also in full display in our own community by our own people. Here it is. Yahweh said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. But then you will have people that will laugh and talk about people for keeping the Sabbath day, even though it is a commandment. It's in the Ten Commandments. And they will laugh and talk about the people who keep the Sabbath day. You can't keep the Sabbath day. Ha, 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 ha. If that's not walking in darkness, I don't know what walking in darkness is. what separates you from the wicked if it's not the light? Here it is. The first thing that Yahweh told us to do, the very first thing, when we're in the land of our enemies, or the first two things, in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse, let me just read that. I just want you to see this. Because this is just pointing out the great good that the wicked will turn evil. And then they will turn evil to good. In other words, everybody who forsakes the Sabbath day, don't care about the Sabbath day, work on the Sabbath day, just like the wicked do. Because that's what the wicked do. And that's what the world do. They don't have no care about the Sabbath day. That's what they do. If you want to be off on Sunday. But the bottom line is, they do not regard the Sabbath. We know they the wicked. And our people agree with them. Don't regard it. That's the way they woke. That's the way they talk. That's the way they want you to talk. That's the way they want you to walk. And they leading you in the path of darkness and not to the light. And I wanted you to turn somewhere. It just escaped me that quick. But it'll come back to me. Let me show you something else. In the book, oh, I got it, 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. That's where I wanted you to go. Watch what this says. 14th verse. Why did this say the very first thing? 14th verse. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. That's the very first thing to tell you. Now here it is. Most of Israel would teach that on the Day of Atonement, you must humble yourself. That's what most of Israel teach. But then, when you ask them, well, how do you do that? How do that look? How does it look for one to humble themselves? Then you got some dark teachings that will tell you to eat and rejoice and feast and get full and eat dainties and eat a bunch of good stuff. And put on perfume and cologne and do it up, put all your jewelry on, and that's what they would tell you. And then they would laugh at you and say, to humble yourself don't mean a fast. It don't mean that. So you not eating, that's in vain. But you eating is good. And there's only one scripture I ever read in the whole entire Holy Scriptures, from Genesis to Malachi. Only one scripture I ever read where you eating something and it was considered humility. And that was called the bread of affliction, which we ate during the time of Feast of Unleavened Bread for 7 days. We could not eat no other bread other than the bread of affliction. But outside of that, all the scriptures indicate when our people humble themselves, they will stain for food and water. They put on sackcloth. Dirt on their heads. These are the things they did. But do you think that's being taught and taught all over the internet? No. People teaching these dark things. And then our people are walking in the way of darkness. And this is not good. And I want you to see why. Now turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, the second chapter. The walk is dark. The way is dark. The talk is dark. The teachings is dark. No wonder the scripture says, my people, the scriptures say the earth is covered with darkness. And my people are in gross darkness. And what do you think the darkness is all about? It's about the wicked. It's about evil. It's about wrath and sorrow. And just like Yahweh separated the light from the darkness, Yahweh also is trying to separate you from the darkness. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the second chapter, this is what it says. That 12th verse. And I turned myself to behold wisdom and madness and folly. He wanted to know these things. For what can the man do that comes after the king? In other words, if the king don't know, and the king didn't study it, and the king hadn't experienced it, and his king can't visit it, what can a man do after the king? I mean, the king done did it all, seen it all. The king experienced it all. So this was a man that wanted his experiences, his knowledge, his wisdom to aid you, to benefit you, so that you would know how to walk. So that you would know how to live. This man left on record deep things to bring you into light. Sure, he made mistakes like any man, but his record is set before you. And when you study his works, this is what you're going to find. You're going to find that he told the truth. And watch what he said. The 12th verse. And I turn myself to behold, or the 13th verse. Watch what it says. Then I saw that wisdom excels folly. How did he know that? How did he see that? because he studied it. He experienced it. He gained the knowledge of it. I saw that wisdom excels folly as far as light excels darkness. Here it is. We want to make light and darkness companions. We want to make light and darkness a community together. And there's no real division between them at all, because the darkness and the light is just one day. So they all inclusive. And then we will go as far to say the darkness is before light. When the scripture says, then I saw that wisdom makes folly as far as light excels darkness. Which lets you know the light is way in front of darkness. And watch the 14th verse. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. We already showed you where the way of the wicked is as darkness. But now we can see that the fool walks in darkness. And there's only one way to see darkness. Yahweh called the darkness light. We can see the darkness and we can see the light. One represents good. One represents evil. And which one do you represent? And at the end of the day, how do you walk? Do you walk? Is your walk in darkness? Or is your walk the walk of light? And when you teach against Yahweh's commandments, when you teach against Yahweh's people, your walk is not light. Here it is. Yahweh told our people, gather yourselves together. Yea, gather yourselves together, O nation, not desired. But how many people you think doing that? How many people do you think attempting to do that? And how many people is concerning themselves in what thus says Yahweh? Watch what it says. The wise man's eyes are in the sea, but the fool walks in darkness. And I myself perceive also that one event happens to them all. But that's the key. You must know the difference. Woe unto him that call evil good and good evil. Who can laugh at a commandment keeper? But the wicked. But somebody that's walking in darkness. Who can scorn and tell bear and talk about somebody who actually doing the things that the scripture says you're supposed to do to humble yourself, and then you got somebody that's foolish enough to say that's not when the scripture says it is? And I'm going to show you that. but somebody walking in darkness. And we got a lot of dark things going on in earth, whole lot. In the book, since we're in Ecclesiastes, in the book of Ecclesiastes 5. See, some and many of our people, all they got is the internet. So I can understand why they searching the net, looking for the right teachings, and that's a good thing. But you are forewarned, because many of these teachings are dark. And people are trying to steal your souls because they don't care nothing about your soul. And they're not teaching you the truth because they're not interested in the truth. See, I talked to a lot of these dark people before with their dark teachings. So I can tell you first accounts of many of these people. And they not interested in your well-being. And I'm here to tell you the truth. Yahweh loves you. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And the way of the wicked is as darkness. And Yahweh wants you to be saved. He wants you to be delivered. And he cares and loves you. And all you got to know is this. And I'm going to show you this scripture. But this is all you have to know. If you know this, then you understand the light. But if you talk against this, then you walking in the way of darkness. And the scriptures teach us, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Whatever matter is, let us hear the conclusion of it. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. And all you got to do is ask them, is this a commandment? And are you a commandment keeper? That's it. And we got too many speaking against the commandments. Watch what it says. Ecclesiastes, the fifth chapter. Now we'll start reading. Make that Ecclesiastes the sixth chapter rather than the fifth chapter. And watch what this says. Third verse. If a man begets 100 children, lives many years, so that the days of his years are many. His soul is not filled with good. And also that he has no burial. I say that an untimely birth is better than he. For he comes in with vanity and departs in darkness. And his name shall be covered with darkness. And who want their name to be covered with darkness? Who want to depart in darkness? Have not you read what darkness is all about? Surely you read about the day of Yahweh. Well, maybe you haven't. Let us read the day of Yahweh so we can see the difference between the light and the darkness. And let's see who this day is for. Is the day of Yahweh for the righteous, the just, the upright, the perfect? Or did Yahweh prepare this day for someone else? And why is it so hard to discern between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not, when it's not hard for us to determine the light from the darkness? Yahweh saw the light that it was good. He said the way of the wicked is as darkness. He said the fool walketh in darkness. What is all the confusion? If you know darkness and you can see darkness and you can discern darkness, then why can't you discern the wicked? Why can't you discern the way in which they walk and talk and act? And then why can't you discern what they teach? Since you know the difference between the light and the darkness, which is so obvious. Or is it? Watch what this says. The 18th verse. It says, woe unto you that desire the day of Yahweh. Why? Who don't want to see the day of Yahweh? Well, maybe I need to read more. Woe unto you that desire the day of Yahweh. To what end is it for you? In other words, since you desire this thing, what do you think is in it for you? What you think you're going to get out of it? What is it for? And watch what it says. The day of Yahweh is darkness and not light. In other words, this is a day you have no clue about. You don't know what you desire. You don't know what this is about. And Yahweh going to describe it. Watch what he says. As if a man did flee from a lion, got away, and a bear met him. Well, which one is worse? That you got away from the lion and met the bear? Or the lion got you and spared you from the bear? Or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him? Shall not the day of Yahweh be darkness and not light? Even very dark and no brightness in it. No brightness. Now you see why it's so important, so necessary. It sent you for you to know the light from the darkness, the darkness from the light. These are gross sides, and you say, okay, it's dark. Another part of the day, you can say, well, it's light. But for some strange reason, we can't tell the difference between the way of the wicked and the way of the righteous. We can't tell the difference between the humble and the arrogant, the haughty and one that is low. Why can't we tell that difference? One that serveth Elohim and one that serveth him not. Why is this so difficult for our people? And since it is, we find ourselves in a predicament. But Yahweh said, woe unto him that called good evil and evil good. And that's what you're doing when you infatuated with darkness. And not the right things. Your way is dark, but the good way is light. Watch this. Because Yahweh's word is consistent all through in the book of Zephaniah, the first chapter. Dealing with the darkness, part two, versus the light. But I'm just perplexed. Because you look outside and you can discern between one and the other. But you can't discern between the wicked and the righteous. You can't discern between one that is evil and one that's good. One that teacheth dark things, dark things, and one that teacheth the light. Zephaniah, the first chapter. This is what it says. The 14th verse. The great day of Yahweh is near. It is near. It hastens greatly. And I know people don't believe that. They think this is just words in a book. They don't believe that. Because if they did, you don't think they would act different? You don't think they would do differently? Here it is. We called out to our people, telling them we're going to fast 40 days and 40 nights. And why? Because we believe, just like Nineveh, just like Moses, and just like many of our fathers, We actually believe what Yahweh said he would do. And what did Yahweh say he was going to do? He said he was bringing evil. And more specifically, he said he was returning with his anger. And why? Because Yahweh is not only angry with the world, but he's angry with his people. And our people laughing and playing around as if deliverance is coming to them, whether they are fool or not, whether they keep the law or not, whether they keep the commandments or not. And they would even fight with commandment keepers. Now are you starting to get a glimpse of the dark things? Watch what it says. The great day of Yahweh is near. It is near. It hastens greatly. Even the voice of the day of Yahweh. The mighty man shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath. Yeah, that's what the great day of Yahweh that's near. It's a day of wrath. But not only is it a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress. And not just a day of trouble and distress. A day of devastation and desolation. And not just that. A day of darkness and gloominess. And not just that. A day of clouds and of thick darkness. That's what the day of Yahweh, this great day of Yahweh, is. I'm curious to see how many things Yahweh said. It's a day of wrath, trouble, distress, devastation, desolation, darkness, gloominess, clouds, thick darkness. That's 9 different things. And then I just seen the 10th thing. It's a great day. And it was seen that our people will prepare themselves for this great day. And don't you see how Yahweh would take the darkness and include it with trouble and wrath and distress, and gloominess, and devastation, and desolation, and clouds, and thick darkness. That's how Yahweh see the darkness. That's what Yahweh formed the darkness for. Now, you can look outside and see darkness, but you can't see the way of the wicked. The dark teachings that we hear, that is heard, that is talked about all over the internet and in these houses that are nothing but ambassadors of hell, trying to steal your soul. And all you have to do is ask yourself, are these people commandment keepers or not? Do they believe in walking around with fringes? Or do they laugh and scorn people that have fringes? Talk about people who got fringes all over the internet. Do they keep the Sabbath day? Or do they talk about people who keep the Sabbath day? Do they wear 100% clothing? Do they talk about people who wear such clothing? Do they talk about people who fast? And all the holy men in the scriptures, all of them fasted. They all had a great kinship with fasting. All the holy men, all the great men. But then you have people on the internet all over that make fasting look like something. That's what fools do, is fast. You don't see the dark teachings just like you supposed to see the difference between the light and the darkness that's outside. I don't understand the great confusion, because I can see it. It's very crystal clear to me. Let me see what the prophet Yoel said. Here it is, a prophet named Yoel. Let's see what he says about these things. The first thing the prophet Yoel would say in the book of Yoel, the first chapter, in the 13th verse, watch what he says. Gird yourselves. This is Yoel, the first chapter, the 13th verse. Gird yourselves and lament, you priests. How, you ministers of the altar, and we got a lot of ministers today, and they don't look like they lamenting at all. They walk around feasting. They walking around feeding themselves. They walking around, they not missing no meals. But Joel, the prophet Joel, must be talking about a different type of minister altogether. Watch what he says. Gird yourselves and lament, you priests. How, you ministers of the altar, come lie all night in sackcloth. What minister doing that? That's what we did on the Day of Atonement. We laid all night in sackcloth. Woke up in sackcloth and was in sackcloth all the day long until evening. You ministers of my Elohim, because that's what a minister is doing. That's what he would do. I'm curious. Those who call themselves ministers, is this what you did? For the meal offering, for the drink offering, is with tail from the house of your Elohim. In other words, since we don't have the offerings, Lie all night in sackcloth. That's your offering. Watch what it says. Sanctify you a fast. And that's exactly what we did. Call a solemn assembly. And we did that. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land and the house of Yahweh, your Elohim, and cry unto Yahweh. When will the ministers do this? Especially those who profess and call themselves a minister of Yahweh. What I hear the minister saying, don't lie all night in sackcloth, don't fast, feast and eat and drink and be merry. Not cry unto Yahweh, sing unto Yahweh. That ain't what this told the ministers to do. You might want to study the book of Joel again. Furthermore, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, watch what it says. The very first verse. Blow you the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of Yahweh comes. For it is near at hand. And watch what it, watch how it describes the day of Yahweh. And this is why it told you, call a fast. Because this day was near. And why fast? Because that's what the humble do. All through the scriptures, the humble will fast. Before the trouble comes, not afterwards. It's too late then. Watch what it says. Second verse. A day of darkness and of gloominess. Did not we just read that? A day of clouds and of thick darkness. Did not we just read that? As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and strong, there has not been ever a like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. When will we just hearken unto thus saith Yahweh? And here it is, November 9th, on the Sabbath day, we will fast 40 days. And after those 40 days, we will fast 40 nights. And why? Because we know these dark days are coming. Why? Because we know we have done dark things. Why? Because the only way you can find your way out of darkness and into the light, you must humble yourself. Is not that the first thing Yahweh said? If my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves. And what you think, humble is just a word that you just say, I'm humble? No, it's a word that describes how low you're supposed to get. And it's not something you say in words. It's something that you show by action. And I don't expect the wicked to understand how we look. because the way of the wicked is as darkness. So they can't describe it to you. They can't teach you to do it. And they show cannot be an example of it because they don't walk in the light anyway. They walk in darkness. So they not going to fast. They will eat. They not going to be quiet. They will be singing. They not going to be low. They're going to be high and mighty. The same difference as explicit as Solomon said. Wisdom excels folly as far as the light excels darkness. You should never, ever be confused about the difference. And you're only confused because you've allowed yourself to be bamboozled and tricked by the darkness. Even in the same Joel, the second chapter, where it describes the day of Yah, it describes how bad and terrible the darkness is, where it tells you his ministers, his true ministers, to sanctify and fast and to lie all night in sackcloth. Watch what it says in the 31st verse. Of this same chapter. So let's start at the 30th verse. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire, pillars of smoke. Where will Yahweh do that? Because watch the 31st verse. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of Yahweh come. That's what Yahweh said. That's what Yahweh has proposed to do. And you mean to tell me that you won't sanctify fast? Well, you don't have to, because we did it already. That's what we're going to do. Now, it is our prayer that you join us. And why? Because there's some dark things coming. The who prophesied the dark things? Yahweh. There's been some dark things done. And who did it? The wicked. And who's sinned against Yahweh worse than our people? And how do the wicked turn from their wicked ways? By coming into the light. And we'll show you what the light is. We'll show you exactly what that is. And I can assure you, the wicked is not going to show you at all, because their way is darkness. In the book of Isaiah 42, watch what it says. 16th verse. I will bring the blind by way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. And watch what it says. I will make darkness light before them, because they used to walk in darkness. They used to hear dark things. They've been living a life of darkness, not concerned about Yahweh, not concerned about his commandments, not concerned about his laws, not concerned about his ways, not concerned about being delivered, not concerned about the things they do, the things they say, the things they are all about. Life full of darkness. But Yahweh said, I'm going to make darkness light before them. In other words, he's going to show you how foolish you really are, how much folly you caught up in, how wicked you really have become. And then you will start seeing the light. And after you see the light, look what he says. And the crooked things straight. And my goodness, there's a lot of crooked things. But Yahweh is straightening them out. But you cannot straighten the crooked things without coming out of the dark things. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. And we praise Yahweh for that. But there's a lot of people who want your soul. They want, they're glad, they celebrate you being in darkness. They want you right where they are. So they all over the internet, they all in these synagogues and churches. They all in all these various different places of so-called higher learning, schools, not teaching you the way of Yahweh. They're teaching, but they're not teaching you the way of Yahweh. Because if they was teaching you the way of Yahweh, would not you be a commandment keeper? Would not you be teaching the commandments of Yahweh? Would not you be one that dwells in the light, and the light will follow you? Watch what it says. Isaiah, the 50th chapter, the 10th verse. Isaiah 15:2. Who is among you that fears Yahweh? Yeah, who? That obeys the voice of his servant. Not only you fear Yahweh, but you obey his servant. Now, why would you obey his servant? Who do you think represent Yahweh? His servant. Let me read that again. Look. Or 10 verse again. Who is among you that fears Yahweh? That obeys the voice of his servant, that walks in darkness and has no light. Who is this? the mass majority of our people. Let him trust in the name of Yahweh and lean upon his Elohim. That's what Yahweh wants you to do. Because Yahweh has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Yahweh wants you to be delivered. Yahweh wants you to be saved. But Yahweh knows that you have this great choice before you. The choice is life and death. The choice is good or evil. And it's up to you. Isaiah 59. Look what Yahweh let us know in Isaiah 59, verse 1. Behold, Yahweh's hand is not short, that cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Elohim, and your sins have hidden his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perverseness. None calls for justice, none pleads for the truth. They trust in vanity, they and speak lies, they conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch poisonous serpent eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eats of their egg dies, and that which is crushed breaks out into a viper. Webs should not become garments, neither should they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made the crooked paths. Whoever goes therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. Now do you see why we have called a fast? You don't see why? You don't understand why we need to humble ourselves before Yahweh? Maybe if you read this, Isaiah 60, maybe Isaiah 59 is not enough. Amos 5 is not enough. Zephaniah 1 is not enough. Joel, the second chapter is not enough. Isaiah 5, Isaiah 42, Isaiah 50 is not enough. Proverbs 4 is not enough. What about Isaiah 60? Let's see if this will convince you to do the right thing, to walk out of darkness into the light. Watch what it says. Isaiah 60 and 1. Arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon you. And who is this you? Who is this you? Watch what it says in the second verse. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth. And we already read about darkness. Darkness is not good. The light is good, not darkness. Darkness is wrath. Darkness is terrible. Darkness is evil. A bunch of negative, bad adjectives. But darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But Yahweh shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And who is this? Those who humble themselves. For Yahweh says he will not despise a broken heart and a broken and contrite spirit. He will despise it. And that's the first thing Yahweh told us to do. If our uncircumcised hearts be humbled in the place that he has scattered us, well, he can't see the difference between the light and the darkness when we look outside? Sure we can. So why can't we tell the difference between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not? The way of the wicked is as darkness. Why can't we see that? And the way of the just is as the shining light. The way of a fool is darkness. But the way of Yahweh's righteous shines unto the perfect day. Don't let these ambassadors of hell steal your soul. The greatest thing you can do with Yahweh, humble yourself to walk humbly with your Elohim. All the holy men, all the great men in the scriptures, they walked with Elohim. They walk humbly with their Elohim. And today, or this night, we're asking you to make the right choice. Walk out of darkness. There's nothing holding you back. Walk right out of darkness. Walk into the light and keep Yahweh's commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. And until tomorrow, Yahweh love you. So do I. Shalom.
I'm the messenger, Yah, stepping out of Beulah. From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind. But out here, the jakes are shooting. The judge is judged for hire, the jury's a straight liar. Just